the seasons cannot be defined on the basis of the Narayana Chakra or the sidereal zodiac. The hottest day and the coldest day, the longest day and the shortest day are all based upon the Vishnu Chakra. Vishnu. Vishnu is another name of the sun, as a solar deity. So, okay, is there anybody who is going to throw a stone at me? No? Is this confusing? Does this not sound a bit absurd? I'm just talking about, I'm talking like a protagonist of the Western Astrology School. Yeah, but this is there in the Vishnu Purana. Clearly mentioned in the Vishnu Purana. The problem is, people tend to avoid certain things to show that there's, that my system is better than yours because I, this is what you are following. So just as a form of an argument, the point here is, this is more physical level. Here the total interaction is only up till the Bhuva Loka, only up till the Milky Way. We are not seeing anything beyond the Milky Way. The moment we go outside the Milky Way, this whole paradigm will collapse. Go on.
You're saying that retrograde motion is affected.
No. We'll talk about retrograde motion later.
No, I just want to ask, you were saying it's affected in cases that are like geocentric. So with regards to the tropical zodiac, would that be a different, would it be more active?
How is it that you mean to say that in tropical zodiac's planets don't become retrograde?
No. You're saying in the interpretation, like if you're doing some kind of
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if the tropical zodiac, which is, you know, very much related to the Earth seasons, would, if retrograde motion would be looked at differently.
Same way. Retrogression. The point here is, we use this for predicting rain and seasons like that. The starting of summer, the end of summer, when will we have rains in India? Of course you got to use this zodiac. Let's face a hard fact. If someone were to tell me that summer solstice is sometime in December, 50,000 years from now, I'll tell him, go to hell. Just go to, I can't have summer in December in India. Why don't you go and dance without your clothes out there if it's summer? You'll find out whether it's summer or not. Yeah, simple as that. Whether snow fall outside, you take off your clothes and run. Let's see how much summer you have. Don't give me the stories. No. Fact is fact. This is based on, the seasons are based on the movement of the sun. And it is clearly mentioned in the Vishnu Purana. And only on the basis of the sun can we predict the seasons and rain and summer and things like that. So mundane astrology, specially pertaining to predictions of rains and things like that, uses this knowledge to find out the hottest day, the coldest day, and to define and identify the seasons. Okay? In this, the dividing line is called the Ayana Chalana, or the hemisphere between 0 degrees of between 0 degrees of Cancer and 0 degrees of Capricorn. What is 0 degrees of Capricorn? Why am I talking of 0 degrees Capricorn? Anybody? Yes, that's the solstice. That is the point where the sun is? Yeah, that is the coldest day, is it not? Yeah, in the northern hemisphere there's the coldest day, and in the southern hemisphere there's the hottest day. In the southern hemisphere is the hottest day, and in the northern there's the coldest day. That is, okay, now here this we find, this is the hottest day. Simple as that. Other things like rain, now what I do is we take two months to define a season, and we define six seasons over here. You can see it from the chart, pick up any standard book on astrology, you should have this now. Do you want me to get more into this? No. Let's go into the Nirayana Chakra. This? No, we are not going to predict rainfall. Forget it. It's fine now. Pleasant. We'll get into this later.
Now, some of the books list the seasons on the basis of the Sidereal Zodiac, but that's only true for...
No. This, we will develop this into another theme now.
Yeah.
The same seasons, but that will be human seasons. We'll go into that. This is mundane. Our entire zodiac is limited only to Bhuva. There is nothing called beyond Bhuva Loka. There are no stars. When you look up at the sky out here, there are no stars. None of the fixed stars are being talked about. Our whole concept is limited to the Earth and the planets around. That's all. The Milky Way, at best. Very well defined way, very limited way, very narrow way, only for a certain purpose. We cannot extend this into human life. We cannot. Unless, of course, you say that as soon as it starts raining, then I'll get married or something like that. If you do things like that, then we can use it in your life. I mean, men don't do that. Men have a different cycle, which is related to the stars. And we need to define that first, before we apply astrology to human life. And for that, we have a different zodiac, which is here.